welcome you this evening to our evening service on this third Sunday of the month. And as you know, it is a very special time for us to sing good hymns to remind us of the Lord, His love, and His way. Ephesians 5 and verse 19 tells us to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. The word prosolo, or solo, used in that passage of Scripture, insists, the scientists tell us of the Greek language, an instrument. An instrument has to be involved with it. An instrument is their name in Ephesians 5:19. Speed seeking to sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. So we must have that involved as we sing tonight and worship God from the heart, from the inside of our spiritual being to please God. The time will lead off and we will have our songs underway. Good to have you here tonight.
Let's open our books tonight to number 545. 545. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you again this day, thanking you for the blessings that you've given us by being able to come together to worship you as we have this morning, together to sing songs of praise to you tonight. Thanking you, Father, for the health that you've given us that we can be here. Thanking you, Father, for the help that has been regained by Mary Jean and Kathy and others that are around about us. And Father, we pray for those that need to continue to have your help, that help in their health. And Father, we pray that they can regain their normal walks in life. Help us to look after those that are sick that are around about us, Father, and care for them. Thank you, Father, for the lesson that we had this morning, that we know that we are Abraham's children if we do your word, and how that your plan has worked out throughout the ages, Father, down to us, and to be completed in your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and our guide. And Father, we're so thankful for him, that he came to this earth and taught us the things that you would have us to know, and Father, to die on that cruel cross for our sins. We pray that we would be more like him every day in our lives, and Father, that we'll have that hope with you in heaven someday. Thank you, Father, for the church that meets here at this place. We pray, Father, that you will help us to do your will here, that souls can be saved, that those around about us can know that who you really are. Thank you for Brother Robert and Sister Jane as they work here at this place. And Father, we pray that you'll give them a long life, and we pray that much success can be had by them being here. We pray for our sister congregations that's located throughout the world. We pray, Father, that you bless them and help them in such a way that many souls can be saved. Thank you for allowing us to live in the land as we do, for the freedoms that we have, for the bounty that we enjoy. And Father, we pray that it could stay this way for ever and eternity, that it be a light, a beacon to the world. And Father, we pray that through us, that the world can see you. We pray for the leaders of the land, that they'll look to you for guidance and for help. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to sing these songs of praise tonight, that we can praise each other, we can praise you and glorify you, and to learn the things through songs that you would help us, to encourage us, to keep us going in your kingdom. In our life, Father, we realize that we fail to do those things that you would have us to do at times, and Father, sometimes we break your laws and see it. We ask you to strengthen us, help us to be better Christians in your kingdom, and Father, we ask you to forgive us. Watch over and care for us, as we know that you will, Father, because you bless us so much every day in our lives. And we ask, Father, that you'll continue this day. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's mark our books at 718, 718 for a bit later this evening. And then does anybody have a song they'd like me to try and lead this evening?
Well, right there at it, I believe you know 720.
I should know that one.
I did my Savior come to earth.
Yes. 720. Why did my Savior come to earth and into the humble gold? Why did he choose the holy earth? Because he loved me so. He loved me. Love
sang 120 in a long time.
120.
Try that one.
Now just turn to that.
Good minds and the same.
Yeah. 120. Give me the Bible, Star of Gladness, lead me to cheer the wanderer, lonely tempest tossed. No storm can hide that radiant, peaceful beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy as it shining.
Fruit never bearing,
by your fruit the world is to know you. Walking in love as children of day, follow your guiding as it before you, leading to realms of glorious day. I am the vine.
Anguish that would bring to his own. How deep was
For so
56.
56.
Ringing in the shoes.
Oh, my. Yes. 56.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the evening, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Forgetting you.
to be like thee, blessed Redeemer. This is my constant longing and prayer. Let me out forfeit all of earth's treasures. Jesus, thy perfect life is to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in my sweetness, come in my fullness, stamp thy own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering, sinner to find. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thy own image deep on my heart. Oh, to be like thee, Lord, I am coming now to receive the anointing divine. All that I am and I am bringing, Lord, of this moment, all shall be thine. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thy own image deep on my heart.
2:43.
Anyone ask before Brother David comes up?
All right, number 39. I will meet you.
the morning in the city four square, when I crossed over Jordan, over Jordan so fair. What a wonderful meeting in the city of the Most High. I will meet you
Sunday, by the
say goodbye, we shall meet someday. In that beautiful home that's prepared on high, we shall meet someday. We shall meet where no storm clouds gather, we shall meet someday.
The song selected tonight for the invitation time is 718.
Yes.
Feel the door scanning. 718. I think most of you are aware of the fact that the brethren down in Belize, in Central America, listen steadily to the internet as they come down the mountainside. They start like on Saturday afternoon and come down the mountainside being protected by guards among them from predators that might be from animals or from others that might tend to rob them along the way, thinking that they have plenty of funds and they're going to get to steal from them. And they'll go down to that area and the coast where they get to a Wi-Fi system and they dial in CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. And they hear our singing and they sing along with us. And the new songs that they commonly ask for, new songs, they'll sing along with us until they learn them. And then they'll set them aside and they'll announce the song. Much like we did our young people yesterday when we just announced the word of a song. They'll either rest out of it to go with. And those brethren sing along with us. They're serious about the gospel of Christ and they're serious enough. When you start a trip on Saturday afternoon, to get there every Sunday morning, you know you're serious about what you're doing. May God bless you and bless them, because the Lord's body, His church, is said to be that which saves us from our sins. While on the cross, He prayed for us all to be
people who recognize what he's doing. And ask the Father to be sure to see to it that in the years to come, there would be people who would come and they would never forget that that tomb is empty today. It's the only tomb in history that is empty. The resurrected Lord is there waiting us. And he says, I'll meet with you. When two or three are gathered together in my name, a few more than two or three are here tonight, I'm there in the midst of them. He's a part of worship with us all through the ages of time. Aren't we thankful for it? And as we sing this song tonight, if you're subject to Jesus' invitation, to as he asked us to be people who confess him and be baptized into him, that we may live to walk that faithful way of life that Paul wrote about in Romans 6, a new way of life. It'd be a good thing to do tonight. If you stand together, let us sing some songs.
Who at the door is standing, patiently drawing near, entrance within demanding, whose is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me, if thou heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart I hasten, thee will I open wide, though he rebuke and chasten, he shall with me
so much for this which represents the blood of thy Son upon the cross, and how in that blood he offered cleansing from our sins, and we who have been baptized into Christ find ourselves rejoicing in that we can remember that blood that was shed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All the hands that are on the wall and everything we haven't moved yet. We moved there for a couple of weeks to remind ourselves of how many things can be done with helping hands working together instead of just one set of hands, helping hands. That was the theme of our youth day yesterday, and the response to it was good in everybody. God bless you all. Hope you can all stay for our potluck tonight, as has been announced. Gourmet hot dogs and chicken will be done. And they're gourmet to us because they're very special. Done. And they're good times.
enjoy this very much with us tonight. If you possibly can, stay and enjoy, please. And those who need us to close your prayer, please remember the idea of the hands are prepared tonight.
Oh, I meant spell Olivia.
Oh. Olivia's surgery was put off from tomorrow to the 22nd, you think, because of the cough that she has, and they didn't want to take out the tonsils and the cough to be there. So we want that to be something that she can do. So we're going to have surgery for Olivia down in Brandon.
Let's turn to number 446. 446, and after one verse of this song, David, will you lead us in the word of prayer? Thank you. We praise thee, O God, O Son of thy love, O Jesus, who died and is our God above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us.
Sins we might have the hope of eternal life. We thank you for our congregation of people in this place. May it continue to be a light in this community. We pray for those that are sick and those that are suffering. May they be restored to the health. Thy will, pray a special blessing on my wife Kathy and on Mary Jean and their recovery, that it might be speedy and complete. We thank thee for this food tonight that's been prepared for us. Bless and nourish my body and us to thy service. Give us our sins, our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Where's your angel? Mama.
No. Where?